Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Graziella Hall. And we started off with a wonderful, wonderful program. Sherry really, for 40 years, she was almost a pioneer. And the locations that she has, you know,
I know, I can't imagine following that act.
Well, you will be perfect, because now we have Susan Gill Orange, or as many people call her, Auntie Sue, I suppose, or Aunt Sue, or Auntie Susie,
Auntie
whatever.
Auntie Susan sounds Auntie a little Susan. Provincial. How about Aunt Susan?
Aunt. Okay, we have Aunt. Aunt Susan. A Betty Grable kind of thing. Aunt
there you
Susan.
Go. Now you're talking my language.
And we're going to be talking about the importance of advocacy.
Absolutely.
And this is... You know, as it is what we said, the importance of advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
But before you tell me anything about advocacy, how'd you get involved in this?
Oh, I guess being an advocate is something that a person is in many ways born with, that type of attitude towards helping other people. I remember as a child, you know, I used to advocate for my cousin Mary, who had developmental disabilities. And even I would stick up for her and take her places.
Right, okay.
So you start out with that kind of attitude. But what happened with me is that kind of by accident, I had small children, and I wanted to go back to work. But I wanted to do something. I have a master's in literature. But I said, you know, I want something part-time. And what happened was I ended up getting a job with the AHRC Nassau, and as just working with people who had developmental disabilities.
Right, right, right.
Well, 27 years later, I learned how to be an efficient and a proactive advocate for people that had disabilities. That's how I really got started in it. And advocacy is essential component when you have either, whether you're developmentally disabled, whether you're physically disabled, whether you're elderly, you know, really everybody in many ways needs an advocate.
I'm agreeing with you there. You don't have to even have a titled situation.
You need an advocate. You need somebody, and
who knows the system
terms,
and knows everything.
You need somebody in your corner.
Right.
You know, when you get to certain things. But an advocate is very important. And because an advocate can change the way you look at life, it can change your daily routine. But in the long run, an advocate can also change policy. Advocates can get out there. How do you think that the Disability Act came into being? It came into being because of advocates that went out there and pushed for it. One of the interesting things when you look it up, what is an advocate? And it talks about, you know, when you look in the dictionary, it says it's the meaning of advocacy is that you change policy, you change things for people. But I like the old Latin definition. And that old definition of being an advocate is to call to one's aid. I love that. Because
to call to one's aid.
And you can just see that, you know, you're advocating for someone because you're being called to the aid of someone else. And one of the major things about becoming an advocate that I learned is it certainly is educating yourself on the needs of others so that you can go in there in the arena and aid that person. But really what I wanted to talk more about today is not necessarily advocacy, which is, of course, always in the foreground. But I'm interested in self-advocacy. And that's a little more difficult.
Go ahead.
Because what you know, you can go and have an advocate. But you can just not be involved. And it's so crucial to be involved with your own situation in life. For example, and this is how this has been on my mind lately. I had gone, my husband was very ill. He had open heart surgery, et cetera, et cetera. And I had been in the hospital, and he was there forever. And so when you go there to visit and things like that, you go and you talk to people and other patients. And, you know, I'm always kibitzing with people. So I realized when I was talking to people, they don't know how to talk to advocate for themselves. Things would go on. Doctors would come in. Nurses would come in. People would come in. And they just sat there. Okay. Are we going to do this, 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 this? Okay. Because, and yet they would look frightened because they did not know how to advocate for themselves. And I thought to myself, it's really important for people to know that that is something absolutely essential when you are dealing with situations. Well, first of all, it's important for all of us to be able to advocate for, but it's almost necessary for people in certain circumstances, whether you're disabled, whether you're an elderly person that is facing different things in their lives, you need to be able to speak for yourself. So what I wanted to talk a little bit about today was ways of advocating for yourself, what you should look for, how to do it, and a couple of resources that might be able to help.
And I'm going to interrupt because I do agree with you 100%. When I go to a doctor, the doctors call me dismissive. You don't ask questions. You don't just, you know, I may not be happy.
Do you go with a wife or do you go with somebody?
Well, I do now. I go with my wife or my
partner.
Because
she's the advocate.
Because they ask the questions. Yeah. I'll come home and they'll say, what did you get? I said, I got a shot. What was the shot for? I don't know. What was the shot? I don't know. Like, I can tell you where they put it, but I don't know what it's for.
I'll be honest with you. I laugh because men tend to be less, when if they're particularly
less
married men, they never... They never ask questions because they figure the wife is going to ask the questions. But that's, you know, my father was probably the antithesis of that. And one of the things I always found funny now that I look back on my father and I realize that in his 90s, he knew everything about what was going on. He was the best example. In fact, if he was alive now, I'd have him here with me because he was the best example of being a self-advocate because he never let anybody speak for him. He knew to the day that he was really kind of like, you know, dying, exactly what the medications were that he took, what the doctors, what the interactions with the doctor. He would say to me, I can't take the Advil because yada, yada, yada. You know, he knew all of these things. But one of the things, even in his ability to talk, to be able to speak for himself, to know what was going on with himself, my father, and this plagues a lot of older people, he couldn't hear very well.
Okay.
So what happens is, and I noticed this, and this is part of advocacy too. When you're going in, and I'll just jump into this. When you're going in and you're an older person or anybody that has a disability where their hearing is impaired, I've noticed that that really affects how other people treat you. And I made sure with my husband has a very bad hearing loss from Vietnam. He was on one of those ships where I don't know what they were called. The planes would come, the bombers.
Oh, okay.
And they had noise. So he has significant hearing loss. And he was a kid then, you know, from the Vietnam War. So I noticed that when we would go to a doctor, when we would go anywhere, he couldn't hear them. And my father was the same way. They couldn't hear. He couldn't hear. Right away, people in the medical field and people that you're relying on to give you a quality life, they think that you're just not with it anymore. So they don't tell you anything. So they sit there, you know, and they don't talk to you because you can't hear them. So they're not addressing you as if you're a cognizant human being. They're looking for somebody else there to tell the information. Or if they come alone, they don't tell you anything. That's why it is absolutely essential that if you are hospitalized or you're in an office, a doctor's office, you're anywhere, you let it make known, number one, look, I'm hard of hearing.
Right. Okay.
You need to face me. I got my husband to do this because he would never do this. I said, Ron, face them, make eye contact. Say, I have very poor hearing. I need for you to face me. I need for you to talk to me and talk whether this ear is good, that ear is good. And I need for you to do that so that I can hear what you say. And believe it or not, it works. Because now you've asserted yourself. Now that's getting into my story about self-advocacy. Why is this important? Self-advocacy has always been around, of course, but it's really been in the last decade or so that it's been really at the forefront. Let me talk a little bit about the field that I'm most familiar with, and that's with people that have developmental disabilities. Now, people that have developmental disabilities always had advocates, people that advocated for them. So you would go to a meeting. We would have meetings. And we would sit around a table like this, and the person with the disabilities would sit there, and everybody would be talking about that person, but the person really had nothing to say for themselves. They would just sit there. They would just sit there. And we would say, oh, well, this person needs this and this and this and this, and oh, she wants this or he wants that. So there were people that were advocating, whether it was family, whether it was a service coordinator, social worker, et cetera. You'd have all these people advocating, but the person themselves had very little to say. And it was because the infrastructure of that kind of programs didn't really include that person, because it was almost like it was a therapy that they were considered patients, et cetera, rather than people that had something to say. But in the last, really probably 20 years, we've been working more towards independence. So that prompted a whole new thing about advocating for oneself. And what is important for people with disabilities is also important for people that are older. And there have a lot of things in common with that. The most important thing would be to learn to educate yourself. That's the first thing. When you want to advocate for yourself, you want to be able to have information. It's like anything else.
Right.
You go somewhere, you learn a little bit about something so that you come prepared. I remember...
Just hold on. We have to take a break, and okay. That's a good point, the preparedness. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.